We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mike New joins us presently. Welcome back, Coach.
It's great to be here, man. It's been an unbelievable 48 hours. That big win at Michigan, that bus ride back. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. My bad.
I didn't want to go there.
That's what I was planning for.
It was an interesting week of college football, though. What's it like for you to watch college football?
Oh, I miss it, of course. That's my natural reaction. And, you know, obviously when something's taken away that you love so much and the time to prepare and having one opportunity on the weekend, I miss it. But, you know, I love the game still nonetheless, and just makes you, you know, that much more excited to get back out on the field next time with your guys and take the field and, you know, obviously finish out the goals and aspirations that we have as a team.
Does it afford you something that you don't have normally, though? Like, did you get to enjoy the NFL? Did you get to enjoy watching Danny Pinter play and Willie Snead and seeing those types of guys when I know that normally that wouldn't be on your mind because you'd be buried knee deep in Wyoming tape right now?
No, no question about it. Yeah, you know, there's certainly a silver lining in all of it. I've had some time to spend with my boys and my kids that I haven't. You know, I coached youth football Saturday, and we played against the Wolverines.
It was just a different
Wolverines on Saturday, and that's a true story. We played the Wolverines. Now, we're the Hoosiers. Now, that's the only, you know, I can't wear Hoosier stuff.
Yeah, that's not good.
So anyway, yeah, you know, when you sit back Sunday, and I was really looking forward to watching Danny. I followed every move to, you know, listen to see if he reported eligible and got in the game.
I turned on the TV immediately. 63 was eligible, and I was like, here we go.
Yes.
And then they just ran the ball.
So we know there's a trick play coming, right, at some point with Danny in the red zone or something. But yeah, and then obviously being able to watch and track Willie Snead and, you know, be able to watch the afternoon game. It's certainly great to watch. I mean, I'm a football junkie. That's what I do. And so I loved it and watched it, but certainly miss it.
I've asked this question to our previous two guests on the program. What are you guys doing right now? Like, as a football coach, how are you passing the time with your team, and how are you've used the hashtag win the weight?
Yeah.
How are you guys winning the weight?
Well, first of all, I appreciate the honesty from our president and our athletic director of just giving us the information that they have and trying to help make decisions based off that. And so, you know, we're restricted in some of the things that we can do, but we still got to be productive every day. They still got to dominate the classroom, whether they got in-person class, whether they have online class. Let's not take a step back there. Those are still going forward full speed ahead. And then when we are together, you know, a lot of the time we have together right now is with the strength and conditioning staff, and we moved our facility over to the field sports building on campus, you know, thankfully to facilities and Beth for leading that charge. But we got to be productive every day, and everything that we've worked for, let's not take a step back. You know, it stinks that we can't play. A lot of other people in the same position, and we can't control some of the things that have happened, but daggone it, let's just get in there. Let's make the most out of the workouts that we have. Let's be productive, and let's not give back what we worked so hard to get. And, you know, we worked so hard to get to this point, and it takes a lot of blood, sweat, tears, a lot of effort in the weight room, a lot of the effort developed in your body. And so let's keep, let's make sure we keep attacking that every day, and let's not feel sorry for ourselves. It stinks to watch other teams play, but let's not feel sorry for ourselves, and let's attack every day with a great attitude. And we're ultimately going to accomplish what we set out to do, and that's getting ourselves to Detroit and winning a championship.
You know, I said to Beth at the end, we talked about eligibility extensions, and I brought that up jokingly with her, but seriously for you, we talked when this all happened of like, all right, how do you manage a roster with what do you do in a spring? What do you do in a fall? How does this work? How does that work? And then all of a sudden the NCAA was just like, the year doesn't count. What does that do for you in terms of structuring a roster? Because for you, I'm sure it's great. Like, you get Drew Plitt and Caleb Huntley for another year, but there's also backlogs to that. So as a coach, how have you sat down and said, all right, here's how we're going to work this all out?
Yeah, listen, there's still a lot of conversation, a lot of information to still get before you can make those roster decisions. But it is, in a lot of ways, you get so excited to think about this group of 23 seniors and to be able to have them in the spring and play an eight-game season with a championship and then be able to turn around and have that group of guys for the fall. It's almost like, whoa, pinch me. That's really awesome to be able to think about that. But like you said, there's lots that come into play. You know, the incoming freshman class, that 21 group, the guys that have worked hard in the program to you know, be patient for their turn. We got academic, you know, game plans to figure out for these guys. A lot of these guys will be done with their master's degree. So we've got a lot of things to certainly figure out that
way. Dr. Drew Plitt under center.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of help in a lot of areas. Our academic support staff has been awesome working with them and trying to help create a timeline and a game plan for these guys. And but that's part of it. That's a situation that we've been put in. But we got a great team in place and really been fortunate to work with them to help each one of these guys, because they're all in a little different spot in terms of where they're at academically. And but we'll get it all figured out, and it's certainly exciting. And you also paint that picture to these guys. Guess what? You won't miss out on the indoor facility. You'll be able to be the first team that enjoys that. So there's lots of positives, and it's a great team to be a part of. You talk about the leadership, the character, the leadership group on this team. I mean, golly, that's what you want it to look like.
Head coach Mike New joining us. Knock on wood, I ran into Justin Hall the other day on campus, and I said, hey, bottom line, you were already going to become the leading wide receiver in school history. No one's going to touch you now. You're going to play five seasons? Like, you are record book king right now.
Isn't that funny? It's amazing that happens. I told Plitt, I said, I know you've got goals, and like all these guys do, but he's played 12 games. I said, you're just scratching the surface. You still got at least 20.
It's incredible when you think about it. What do you use this time for? You know, we talked about winning the weight, but as a coach, like, how much is there? Do you have to be careful of, like, paralysis by analysis? And, like, do you sit down and, all right, what can we do here? How can we be creative here? What new things can we do? What new wrinkles can we do? You're afforded time right now as a coaching staff that you've never really had before. What's the benefit that you can gain from that, where you wouldn't normally be in this situation?
Well, the exciting thing is, yes, we're not playing football this fall, but the exciting thing is we have a fall ball model that we're set up and scheduled for that kind of, you know, mimics the spring football model. And so we're set up to start that. And now the final approval has to come from the NCAA Oversight Committee. So hopefully later this week we'll have some, you know, a little bit more clarity on the answers and all that. But we're planning to get back on the field. Some of these young guys in our program now, they missed all of spring ball. They missed all of training camp. So even though we got a veteran group, guys with lots of experience, we still got a lot of guys to develop, and helping them during this time frame is critical. So you take it from the weight room, they know how we work in the weight room, but we still have a lot of repetitions where we can evaluate these guys, help them on tape, work on their weaknesses. And even if you're a veteran guy, I've had this conversation with Justin Hall, you need to make sure every day that you're out there on the field, you know, catching a ball from a punter, catching a ball from a jugs machine. You need to take that role on because you're dynamic at it. And so work on every opportunity you have to get out there, catch punts, be the return guy and as a kick returner as well. Caleb Huntley is a kick returner. So those guys working on little things like that, because sometimes you just simply don't have enough time.
Did you say Caleb Huntley is a kick returner?
Can you believe that?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. Seeing him back there and seeing Justin back there, that's pretty two special guys when you talk about having the ball in their hands.
That's some underrated speed, by the way.
No question. And getting to full speed really fast, by the way.
Right. Yeah, that's wild to think about. Mike New joins us. He is Ball State's head football coach. As the Cardinals go through what is an unprecedented time through the coronavirus pandemic, this is Monday Night with the Red and White. Here at McAllister's Deli every Monday for the foreseeable future through the conclusion of the 2021 Spring Sports Extravaganza here at McAllister's and on Muncie's Sports Station. When you have conversations with players, how proud are you with the way that they have handled it and the way that they have stuck together? And, you know, I started a podcast several weeks ago with Adam Jackson, my friend from Central Michigan, where we just talk about stuff in the MAC, and we had Lance Leipold on, and he was very straightforward and said, yes, people tried to steal my players, which I was couldn't believe he said publicly, but he did. How impressed have you been with your guys of the way that they have stuck together and said, you know what, this is tough, but we're a unit, we came here together, and we want to do this together the right way?
Yeah, what you just said right there, these guys love each other, and they believe in each other, and they bought into the family atmosphere, because somewhere down the road, when your college career is over, this is going to be the group of guys that help you get through challenging times in your life. You're going to have adversity, real life adversity, away from the field. And so that love, the brotherhood, the bond that those guys have created together, they want to see the process through. And that's the part to me is really special. I think about the guys I was teammates with and still communicating with them now. And, you know, it's heartbreaking. One of my teammates was just diagnosed with ALS. But it's amazing just to see these guys and how committed they are to one another and wanting to stick it out and see the process through. Because let's be honest, there were some phone calls that happened, and you know, your mind wonders when you think somebody else might play, but they stuck it out. They love each other. They want to stay here. They want to see it through, and they believe in this university, and they believe. Somebody got your car, Joel.
That's, you know, listen.
They believe.
It's a big salary.
Yeah. They believe that we can get it. They believe we can get it done. And so that I'm so proud of them, because certainly we're all Zoomed out. We had so many Zoom meetings during the whole coronavirus thing when we were away from campus, but we also used it as an opportunity to still team build, to still, you know, have moments where each guy has a chance to share some of his life experiences, and that still brought us and continued to keep us close together.
There was a time where I think everybody thought Zoom was the way of the future, and I think now we're all just excited to not be on a Zoom ever again.
Well, I'm guilty now, because we have a big football staff, and so trying to get everybody together in the staff meeting room, that wouldn't be good for the social distancing guidelines. So we literally do a staff meeting on Zoom when
from
everybody's in their own offices. So we have done that. I'm guilty, but it's easier for me to share my screen, to talk through a calendar, to talk through what's next on the schedule. So I'm guilty of still doing that.
What's recruiting like, real quick, for you guys now? When you talk about talking through a calendar, how have recruits responded to the current situation and the way that you guys have handled it, and obviously their interest in the program with what's happening and going forward?
Yeah, I think they're excited to see what we've been able to do from a recruiting standpoint. And our guys, our staff has done a great job of putting together some virtual visits where we're still able to showcase what our campus has to offer. So it's still been awesome for us, and we'll continue with those recruiting efforts.
And they get to use the indoor
That's
when
right.
that gets opened up next year. Mike, appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Head coach Mike.